Folks, you need a new garage door, you can win one from WWL. Hurricane season can put every part of your home to the test, including your garage door. WWL and Ace Garage Door are giving you a chance to win the Hurricane Ready Garage Door giveaway with a brand new garage door, an installation that's worth up to $2,500. Enter to win right now at WWL.com/contest for your chance. Get your home ready before the next storm threatens with Ace Garage Door and WWL. Been talking a lot about the black and gold, getting ready for Saints preseason game number 2 tomorrow against the Rams. Joining the conversation now in our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, I'm going to check in with Jimmy and Gretna. I want to talk about Saints football. What you got for us today, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Hey, real quick, you know, we all know we've taken some injuries. Obviously, there's never a good time for injuries, but I kind of feel like this is a really good chance for the young guys to get an opportunity. Looking back at the preseason game against the Jags, that kid Jaden Price kind of stood out. He made some big plays. He might be kind of like the guy who breaks through when the lights are on, that he's going to make the team. Maybe as a practice squad guy or something along those lines. Tell me a little bit more about that. I looked into him a little more. He does also do some kicking and punt returning. He did that in college. But, yeah, like just taking it a step further, you know, seeing the wide receiver room now where Polk retired and Tyson's going to be out for a while. Two guys who are, you know, I mean, obviously Tyson's going to make the team or be on the team, but Polk was probably going to be on the active roster. You know, these younger guys – like a Lance and Palmer really do have a chance to step up. I want to get your take on that. And again, just asking you guys, as far as the QB2 battle is concerned, you know, like what do y'all see here? Who do you think ultimately will be the QB2 for week 1 behind Shuck? Will it be Rattler or will it be Wilson?
Thanks for sounding off, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy, you know, for me, Price makes this team. If he continues on doing what he has done up until this point, he's not going to be just practice squad. He'll be one of your 53-man guys that make this team. I mean, and so it's going to be up to him to continue to make plays. And so the other part of it is, you know, I don't know which quarterback steps up. I don't know which one. I don't know if it will be Wilson or Rattler that will ultimately win that job. I think the Saints, if you're being honest, they're actually pleased with both of those guys. Just from a progression standpoint, you would have figured that Rattler, since he's been in that offense a year longer, would kind of continue to separate, but that has not been the case. You know, that has not been the case. And so you do have a true competition there. And so I don't know if I have the answer to say, oh, yeah, this guy's going to win it, you know, running away or clear. That's what they want to kind of continue to see. And when you talk about Lance and when you talk about Palmer and, you know, you talk about some of those young receivers, Berrion Brown still being one of those guys, you know, for the Saints, Bud Means still being one of those guys. And I can't completely just write off Ronnie Bell, who has been, you know, a part of the active roster, Kevin Austin Jr., who has been a part of the active roster. Those guys, they've been available, you know. They've been available, and so they're going to continue to make plays. They've gotten first-team reps. They've been a part of what you're doing. You want to see if those young guys can overtake them. That's basically where you are with that receivers core. So we will see how the reps continue to unfold, particularly not only in practice but in games. Trey Lance, I did it again, guys.
I did it again. Another dollar in the swear jar.
Yep, I got another dollar in the swear jar. But when you talk about Bryce Lance, he didn't play last week against Jacksonville. This will be
– he was suited up, but he was dealing with an injury.
I'm going to knock on wood. Yeah. This will be his first time playing in an NFL game against the Rams. And so he was suited up, but he was dealing with from an injury standpoint. And to be honest – I don't know how much I figure some of the starters will play. Now, when I say that, not your frontline guys.
Stutzman.
Yeah, there's a couple guys that will have a pretty good role that certain packages, they would be considered a starter. But, you know, a guy like Vele. Vele may play a series. But I don't see him playing a quarter. And that may even be a stretch.
I'd be surprised if we see Vili. I really would. Just because of where you are in the wide receiver room. One thing I'll point out, you know, the Saints, you don't want – the injuries are obviously a negative. The silver lining, the half glass full take about the wide receiver injuries to Jordan Tyson, whoever else, and Mason Tipton is – you have Mason Tipton on PUP. I would expect him to start the season on PUP. You have Jordan Tyson. He's hurt. I would expect him to start the season on injured reserve. So that creates a scenario where you could feasibly keep eight wide receivers that can produce throughout the season while only having six on the active roster. And that, so like a Kevin Austin, Trey Palmer, you know, these guys down the line that would have, Bub Means, that would have been really having a hard time to crack that nut and make the roster because of the injuries. You have a lot more flexibility.
Well, I think you have some flexibility, but here's what you got to remember as well. Tyson has to make the initial before you can put him on.
No, that changed a few years ago.
Oh, they did
change. Yeah, you can have up to two players that you designate for IR before cutdowns. And it was for the exact reason you're talking about, so you don't have to cut someone and say, hey, hang around.
But can I bring him back after four games?
Yes, you can. All right. You can do it twice. So a couple years ago, they did that with Kendre Miller.
It
saves teams from having to expose guys to waivers.
Correct.
Just to do that.
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, that changes a lot as far as at least for two positions or at least two players.
Right.